everybody. Welcome to another episode of Case in Point, episode 20. I'm your host, Justin Case. And with me, I have my intrepid co-host, Jody Yearden. And we're glad to be back. It's been a long time. And at least since Jody's been on the show, and we're going to cover a lot of ground on this episode, and we're going to get our feet wet again because it's been a little while. How you doing, Jody?
Good, but I'm wearing shower shoes.
Is that so you don't get warts on your feet?
Yeah. You know what? Last time I went to a water park, that happened. So it's all white shower shoes from here on out.
How long does it take to get rid of foot warts?
I don't know. I need to go to the foot doctor for that sort of thing.
Do they, like, laser them off or something?
You know what? I don't want to talk about that.
you suppressed it and you blacked it out of your memory, you know. Oh boy!
It's very gross. It's very gross. I don't like shower rooms, weight rooms, anything where anybody else is walking around with bare feet or exposed body parts. I will not be there.
It's that slick slapping sound. Yes.
Wet skin on tiles. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, so we're glad to be back, guys, and we're gonna kind of do a hodgepodge,
yes.
And Jody will interrupt me as usual when in mid sentence.
Well, somebody's got to make some common sense on this show, so occasionally I have to interject.
Let me remind you, you were in the sidecar, okay? You are the Andy Richter of the show, okay?
Well, that's why I have to interject in for all the laughs. Somebody's got to get the laughs on this show.
Oh, so you're saying
leave it up to you. Nobody would listen.
Yeah, so before I started recording, Jody and I were talking about the demise of Kmart. And Jody, you had sent me some pictures of the Watertown Walmart or Kmart, how barren it was, and like the Little Caesars section, the chairs were, it was weird. It was weird seeing it because it was something that had been around for, man, since 1990, I believe. And I mean, that's a pretty good run. Yeah, that's just really strange. Is it closed now?
Yes, I know you yourself had said you live on the West Coast, and you had said that your Kmart's been gone for years, right?
Yeah, they actually had two of them. They had one in Kennewick, and they had one in Pasco, and they were both dumps. And they were like, the ceiling tile was a nice smoker's yellow, and the tile on the floor was brown when it originally was that white speckled tile, probably when it first opened. And it was funny because both of them were just regular Kmarts, but they just put the big K badge up on the front of the building when they did that whole, you know, reface of everything. They took the old Kmarts and just all of a sudden made them a big K, and they weren't any bigger. It didn't sell any more stuff. And it was real funny because the Kennewick one, I bought episode 3 from there on DVD. So I think that was pretty funny. About 2006. And I think it lasted, I think both of those shut down around the same time in 2007 or 2008. They closed. So they've been gone for a while. They had one in Yakima. It's probably still open, but that's a demilitarized zone in there. They've got one at Walla Walla, and that one's, I mean, it's a dump. It's bad. I went in there, and they just had stuff thrown all over the floor. I mean, you could see just a total disregard for any kind of organization. Or you could just tell a lot of the employees at these stores, including the managers and stuff, they just don't give a crap anymore. It's,
well, I hate to tell you this, but I think, like, the term nice Kmart is an oxymoron. I don't believe one exists.
Well, the one at Watertown was nice for a while.
It's not that bad, but they get run, like you said, they get run down. And the building was 27 years old.
Yeah.
And when they had taken down all the shelving and stuff like that, it had that, like, some of the tiles underneath were that dirty, you know, they had 25 years worth of dirt that had been clustered underneath them, or the tiles had all been faded by the 25 years worth of fluorescent hum had faded some of the tiles, and
yeah, It's funny putting, like, we put stuff up on layaway there, and I remember like at like people use the layaway program, but and that's what happened to a lot of these companies, is like you get like these people putting stuff on layaway and they'd never pick up the order, and it'd been on layaway
for,
like, you know, and then the store, the corporation gets stuck with all this debt because people aren't picking up their stuff, and it's just terrible. And because I remember that the Watertown store, it was like, I remember when it first opened, I could remember the smell of Little Caesars pizza because it had the Little Caesars in there. And it was, like, brand new, and they put in the Hannaford, like, a couple years later, I think, the supermarket. But
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what the magic for me is? Is the old Kmart that was up, it had the huge parking lot and everything. And, like, I'm trying to remember the toy section from that place.
This was an old style. Well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm assuming if you look at old pictures,
it had a full size restaurant.
Old style Kmart that had a restaurant. Yeah. That was a thing where retail places like a Walmart or a Kmart or a Woolworths department store tries their hand at, like, hey, why don't we just throw a diner in here so somebody could come in and buy a pantyhose and, you know, get a short stack.
Nice. Yeah, well, I remember they'd have, like, the Easter Bunny show up there, and, like, I remember this lady was telling my mom, she's like, the lady was in the suit, she didn't have the full, like, mask on, because it was, like, one of those big, creepy rabbit, like, full helmets that they would wear.
What was the lady, like, where the face is showing, and the lady just put on like a pink nose and some fake whiskers, like a human face?
No, it was a full helmet with a rabbit face. It was huge.
Oh, it was that. Okay.
Yeah, it was full tilt. And so I'm like, but she wasn't wearing it. I could see it was just, like, sitting over on the table. And she's like, I remember telling my mom, yeah, I had this on for a while, but the kids were getting scared, so I just ended up getting my face painted, and they painted her face like a rabbit. And then she's like this rabbit woman hybrid. And I'm like, well, just put the freaking helmet back on. It's scarier the way you are. It's like, geez.
She's like the rabbit version of the Howling, where she's just turned into some sort of hybrid creature, but decides to just.
I felt ripped off. I was so disappointed. I'm like, put on a helmet. You're supposed to be a rabbit. You're not supposed to be like this science experiment. But no, it was like they had those gumball machines with no shields, mm-hmm. and like my brother and I, we stuck our arms up those things, man. We filled those our jackets, like the sleeves, full of those little spheres that had all the trinkets in there. And my brother's like, check it out, I got a gold watch, and it was like that cheap quartz that would turn your wrist green if you put it on, you know, and it's like a digital watch or whatever, and. We get out to the car. It was a station wagon. It was like an old Country Squire station wagon. And so, like, my mom's friend, her son was there. She's like, hey, guess what your boys did? Check their jackets. And so so we were had. The kid ratted us out. And so my mom takes us back into the store, goes up to the customer service desk, and I'm, like, sitting on the floor. I'm like, I'm going to go to prison. It's all over. I'm screwed. I thought I was going to go to the slammer. And so my mom returned the spheres, and I kid you not, maybe 6 months later, they had gumball machines in there, and there were shields on there, and I'm convinced that they put those shields in because of the Case Boys.
You think that they invented those shields on there because of the Case Boys, not because of constant complaints because kids, like, lost their gumballs on the floor?
Well, that was my thought at the time.
Now, the only thing that would make this all worse is if they were those old-style gumball machines that had, like, what was it, like, kids from, like, the Kiwanis Club, like, sick kids, like, oh, proceeds of these gumballs will help sick children.
I don't remember there being a club. I don't remember there being a charity.
They used to have, I'm not sure if those were it, but I know some places used to have that.
Like, yeah, it's that symbol with, like, the big sprocket or whatever, like the rotary club. Yeah.
You know, that old Kmart, and we'll get back to more current iteration of that, but that old Walmart, Kmart, I have a very distinct memory of getting my first portrait taken there. their quote-unquote portrait studio was in the middle of, like, the ladies' garments. And all it was a...
What a backdrop.
It was just a backdrop. Like, okay, what do you want? You want the fake fireplace or the lasers? Oh, we'll take the lasers.
What the lasers?
So I have a super distinct... It's one of my first memories, super distinct memories of... getting my portrait there, and like, must be this was my good shirt. I'm wearing a long sleeve Gremlins t-shirt with, I think Gizmo was on it. And I mean, Gremlins came out in 85, so I'm guessing I was like 4 years old. And, you know, I have distinct memories of going to the ladies' garment section in Kmart and getting the picture taken, and it's pretty neat. And screw you, because you know what? Gizmo is pretty awesome.
If it doesn't have Stripe on her, I'm not interested.
Well, they probably didn't market. Listen, as an adult now, and the last time I watched it, that movie is not for 4-year-olds in the first place anyways, but it was the 80s, and guerrilla marketing was fine. Like,
guerrilla marketing.
The kids can watch this. It's fine. It's got a high body count, but that's all right. Not a big deal.
My mother bought... but they made jigsaw puzzles for kids for that movie. I had a striped jigsaw.
I know.
My mom got me one. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm building on your point that is like it was amazing that they would put merchandise out for kids.
Poor Mrs. Deagle gets thrown out of a second-story window in her electric wheelchair. But Jody wants to watch this before he goes to kindergarten. Is that okay? Yeah, that's fine. Let him watch that. Poor Murray Futterman gets ripped apart by when they drive that plow into his living room. But that's okay. It's okay. You can watch that. It's for the kids. My very first lunchbox was a tin. Tin Gremlins lunchbox. Gizmo's in a Barbie pink convertible, and he's driving through the toy store. It's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I wish I had a time machine.
I know. I had come across an article earlier tonight on Facebook, and it was, I don't know, somebody had taken a bunch of pictures in 1989. They'd gone on a tour of all these different malls in America and taken a bunch of pictures, just sitting there leafing through them, and it's like, wow, look at this. This place was a hub.
I'll have to get that from you. Is that the one you guys, you texted me earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to check that out. That's pretty good stuff.
Look at this lineup outside the Learner. Look at all these. these people got their jeans jacked up to their nipples, but but look at the crowd. There's one very, it's a very funny picture of this. Probably these people have to be in their 60s and they're sitting there lighting up in the middle of the mall, because that sort of thing was okay then.
Their fingernails yellowed from, like, you know, their freaking Durrells, you know.
A nice tan.
Hey, I need Durrells and a cup of Sanka. Where's my Sanka? You know.
So anyway, Kmart. Yes, our you had asked. I didn't get to respond, but yes, our Kmart finally closed down for good about 2 weeks ago. Which, you know, there's still a few left around. I think it had a better run than most. Obviously that they're not long for this world at this point, and it's just a matter of time before they shut down the rest of them. But I was sad to see it go. It's not been my store of choice in many years, but I'd always take a walk through every so often and see what they had in there. It's kind of a forgotten place, so occasionally you could pick up some, you know, action figures or look, 227, the complete first season on DVD for $7.99. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't really buy that, but I'm sure it was available.
Oh boy.
But it's sad to me. I went in there and paid my last respects. I'm not even kidding. Probably five times, because I'm like, well, I'll go back in and check it out. Because all I can keep remembering is when we were younger, and a Hills closed. Well, Hills didn't close. Hills was converted into Ames.
Yeah.
And Ames closed. Yeah. And you know, I'd seen this sort of thing happen before. I didn't really appreciate it at the time. I was bummed when our Ames closed. I remember that, but I don't think I, as time has gone on, I was.
I had moved. I think I had moved when it closed. I had been.
Yeah, they closed in 02, so that
yeah,
was,
I was gone when right. they closed, so they're still open before I left, but it was like, man, remember when we got the shaft and we tried to go get a job there? And so you and I went on the retail store circuit to get a job, right? We hit like yes. freaking JCPenney, we hit Ames, we hit Walmart, and we got the shaft on all three of them. And it was funny because we went to the Ames one, we got a bunch of attitude from like the service desk. Like, oh, yeah, we're just wondering if you have, like, job applications. And I remember the lady giving us, like, super, like, cigarette attitude, you know.
Cigarette attitude.
That's what I call it. And it's like, beat it, pal. I'm going to go have a smoke, you know. And
well, you think you got what it takes to wear this teal smock?
Yeah, that's what it was. They're wearing a stupid vest. And it was like, I was like, I can't believe this. They're feeling threatened. Like, we're going to hone in on their territory. You know,
not Ames material.
Yeah, so we didn't even get. I got an application, and I can't. I don't even think I turned it in. I think I probably just threw it in the garbage. But it was just like, remember when they bought Hills? They tried. I don't know if they did a renovation. They had to do something to change it into the Ames color scheme. But that place had this weird stench to it, right?
Yep.
And it smelled like cheap laundry soap and, like, corn chips, you know, mixed together. And they had put this, remember that bench they had put in the center of the store in case people got winded, you know? And it was just like,
yes.
the historic toy section was gone, and it was replaced by, like, cheap lawn furniture and non-UL tested Christmas decorations, you know? And just that kind of crap. I'm like, this is just a pale fart in the wind compared to what used to be here. And it was like, remember, everything was picked over.
I think Hills was bought out by Ames Dirk Pegas 99.
It was. It
so
was.
We would have been seniors.
Yeah.
And I remember being so disappointed because, you know, we had Hills in our area. We had a Hills, and we had several Ameses. And I never... Ames was okay, but Hills was it. Hills was where you went to get an icy and a giant trash bag full of popcorn.
Arcade games.
And, like, arcade games and, like, cool Ghostbusters toys. Like, that was the place for that. And Ames was, like, less than. It was okay, but it was less than.
It was on the other side of town. It was on the other side.
It was on the other side of town.
I remember. Because I was like, I remember when I was a kid, I'd be like, what am I going to go into Ames for? Oh, I'm going to go in there and buy a family-sized bag of fun-sized Milky Way bars, and that's all I want to get from the Ames, right?
It's good for, like, Halloween costumes and, me personally,
candy.
Cassette tape copy of the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember their toy section was on the south end of the store, and that's all I remember about. Oh, I did buy, I bought... Okay, I'm just gonna throw my self-respect out the window right now. I'll tell you that, in a musical sense, I bought cassette. Remember when they had cassette singles and they would have like a hit song and then there'd be like a B-side from like the CD.
Sure.
Well, I bought Meatloaf, "Bad Out of Hell 2," and it had like 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad live, which is like really good. And then it had what was the other song that was on there? I can't remember. I think it was. Oh, objects in the rear view mirror may appear closer than they are. Like that.
Hey, I love that song.
No, I did too. I did too. It had the T-1000 in it. What's not to like, right?
And, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in it. And so he was in the music video. And then the other one I bought was Boston. And it was their walk-on album. And they had like... they had a couple of songs off of that, and I got serious heat, you know, because like, oh, you're buying more of that acid rock. And I'm thinking, Mom, I mowed lawns for this. It's my money out. And I want to buy some Sassoon jeans and a set of Jordache sneakers and a Boston tape. I will do so. And so it was like my act of defiance at like 13 years old is my buying Boston tape and like crappy jeans. But
I need a 2 liter of Exclaim soda.
Yeah, remember that was a place in. Yeah, they had a vending machine for Exclaim soda with the big button. I remember someone hacked a loogie.
It was 25 cents a can.
I remember someone hacked a loogie on the big button. And remember that button was like the size of a license plate? Someone hacked a loogie on it in the middle of the wintertime and it froze on there because it was like 20 below zero. Yeah, it was pretty great.
But yeah, like when Hills bought Ames, I remember being, the other way around, Ames bought Hills. I'm so disappointed. Like, Hills is a lot more respectable than an Ames, but like, what's this going to mean? So the Hills was converted to an Ames, and the Ames abandoned its less desirable former location, and then converted everything over. And they're like, "Well, no, we're cool. We're cool. Look, we use teal. Isn't that a great color? Doesn't that just look great on these smocks?" No, it looks terrible, and the prices are more expensive. Plus, they're trying to hawk like black and white Gold Star TVs. it's just terrible. Ames was never. Hey, don't get me wrong. I miss Ames too, but they were never as good.
Just knowing that you had another choice to go look at.
Yeah,
stuff.
We had department stores, not like two. Not now. Now it's a two horse race. Essentially,
I almost think that Kmart went in maybe in like 92, because
it's early.
Because
90s,
I remember
at some point there.
I remember. The toy section in the old Kmart, right, had a bunch of Spider-Man toys, and they were the Toy Biz ones where they had, like, the giant Venom figure that would, like, say, "We are Venom," and they had, like, that one, and they had, like, some of the Spider-Man toys, because remember, Spider-Man was, like, all hot and heavy at that point. He was, like, super popular, and, you know, like, hey, Tom Cruise is going to be Spider-Man, and blah, blah, blah. Just some stupid Wizard magazine rumor going around, and I remember I saw our high school gym teacher, and I saw him up there, but he didn't know who I was, but I knew who he was, right? So it had to be. We were at least, I remember seeing that guy up there. And, of course, he was decked out in the full, our high school regalia. The guy always wore New Balance sneakers, sweat shorts, and then the high school t-shirt tucked in, the elastic shorts, so I knew that was him. And the guy was so tough, he didn't mess with him. But he's a nice guy. But I remember seeing him up there, and I'm trying to think what else I remember. My mom and my sister, remember how they always had that candy? Those huge stacks of candy bars and stuff up near the front? And it was like over when you start getting towards where they had all the... I think, didn't they also sell Goldfish there? Or like, didn't they have a bunch of fish like Woolworth did? I'm trying to remember.
I think so. Most at the up until at one point, especially in the 90s, like that, every department store kind of had their own its own kind of pet section. If nothing else, it's like obligatory like fish and hamsters, like stuff like that.
Yeah, it was like that's what I remember about that place, and it was like. I vaguely remember their electronics section, and then their, they had like a ton of clothing and stuff. And I was really bummed when they closed it down, but then I was like, oh, this new Kmart's okay. It's not bad. But it was like, I wish that those kind of stores are still around, man. Good times. And
this one hurt. This one was sad. I went in, I think the day before they closed, and it was rough just looking around and now that you're an adult too, you think like, oh, there are people here that lost their jobs. Like there's people here that worked here for 25 years and they're losing their jobs. So that's sad. And anytime a store goes out of business, the vultures come out, myself included, the vultures come out to pick the bones and see what they can get for 70% off. I saw this one gift for 70% off. I saw this one lady that, I think at the time footwear was, 40-50% off, and, it was some expensive pair of men's, not, work boots, waterproof work boots. I think I overheard her say, Are these $6? No, ma'am. I'm sorry. It must be the markdowns already been taken. Well, if they're not $6, I don't want them. They were like $55 boots, and this lady was like basically hoping they were paying her to take them away.
Yeah.
I was disgusted. And then I waited and asked if I could buy a. and then I waited and asked if I could buy a basket, a Kmart basket.
Did
and
it work?
They told me I was. No, they told. Well, here's the deal.
Because you used to have to destroy that stuff.
Yes, that's what ended up happening. I asked the manager. He goes, "Oh yeah, we'll be selling that stuff. Just come in after we're closed." And my wife stopped in because she was in the neighborhood, and the lady looked at her and said, "No, we have to destroy this stuff. Like it's like everybody knows that." Now I knew you had told me that, but I thought it was worth a shot. All the same.
Oh, it's always worth a shot. Yeah.
The funny thing is about that, like I said, I went in like two. I'll get to this in a second, but I went in probably like 2 days before they closed, and I noticed, probably the week before, earlier in the week, they had maybe like 8 or 9 baskets, and then they were down to 5 because I bet people were stealing them.
Oh yeah,
conveniently
put this on eBay.
My car. And yeah. Not bring it back. And
yeah.
I would be lying if I didn't say that I entertained the thought briefly, but I said no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say there?
Yeah. See, because I was there a couple years ago, and Jason was looking for some Halloween costumes, and I was in there in 2015, October of 15. And they still had a ton of merchandise, and the store didn't look any different than it always had. And you know, I thought was interesting is I remember in like 98, 99, circa 98, 99, they had they would sell used NES games and SNES games in the electronics section. It was really cool, you know. And I think and PlayStation games, they sold used video games from like 10 years prior. I mean, it was...
It's kind of weird, right?
It was weird, but it was so cool, right? You know, and I remember Ponch bought some stuff up there, you know? And he got, like, a couple RPGs, and it was awesome. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad the store's gone. But, I mean, you know, if I want to see a tooth on the floor... Or see, like, you know, a chicken nugget half-eaten, you know, sitting in the shoe section. You know, that was a place to go. And now I don't have that anymore. I'm very deprived.
it's something I knew. I'm really liking it. I would tell people, I'm like, it was like somebody that you knew was dying. And you knew that they weren't going to be around forever. You were just going to enjoy them as long as you had them because
right.
You knew it wasn't going to last forever.
Yeah.
You see the writing on the wall. You could see that they weren't healthy. You and so you were going to enjoy it as long as you could, you know. And it was just toward the end. There were no customers in there. It was a sad place to be. And I swear to you, the soundtrack played over the PA was exclusively like. Every song they played was between, like, 1989 and 1994, and all I could think of is, like, Kmart is the Uncle Rico of retail, because it's like, hey, remember our glory days? Remember when we had Blue Light Specials? Remember when this place was hit? What if you could just go back? All I could think of was Uncle Rico and, like, how kind of pathetic it was.
Yeah, right? Man, if I go back, I take all state. What if I throw this football over those mountains? You know?
And play like, yeah, you go in there and it's like, to play like Go West, King of Wishful Thinking. And it's like, okay, this is not on.
I was thinking,
Target playlist.
What, Take Me Home by Phil Collins, you know. You're like.
This is not on everybody's playlist here. You guys are digging.
I love like Easy Lover whenever they play that in a store now, and I always get laughing because of you and Jason. And
I love that.
Oh, it's
that
a great
opening,
song.
The opening drum solo, I love.
Do, do, do.
I used that in my old podcast. I used that. An intro to an episode, and I listen back to it all the time. I'm like, yeah, that was a good choice, Joni. Good choice. I like that.
Oh yeah, those are gold. I keep those in my archives just because of like nice touches like that, you know. And yeah, it's awesome. And. Yeah, so I wonder what they're going to put in there. I mean, it's...
It seems like a point. Not this year, anyways, but it seems like a prime spot for like a spirit, one of those pop up spirit Halloween stores. Yeah. Like a,
you get a nice lead based Grim Reaper costume or something, you know. So it's
also, I was saying before, like with the baskets, the only reason I wanted that is because, honestly, I just wanted I wanted a memento from Kmart. I wanted something to take home. I wanted something to say, yep, that used to be from Kmart. And I thought that that was probably, that would have been the ideal thing. Now, the most ideal thing, the only thing better than that, and I missed out on this.
A toilet seat from the Little Caesars restaurant.
It's seen a lot of action. was that big Kmart bench that was out front of the store, but someone had already bought it. It was pretty faded, but it would be pretty neat if you could find a spot for it.
Well, and that's how you end up on Hoarders, okay?
No. It's a park bench. Also seen a lot of action.
Yeah, a lot of butt cheeks.
Funny enough, you mentioned that Little Caesars toilet seat. I had severe diarrhea in there one time. Severe. I was with my mom. I think I was in eighth grade, and I think we'd gone out to dinner, and I must have not taken it easy at dinner. And we went in there, and I had to throw my underwear away.
That's the best.
Yeah,
these are gone. Humble. I can't wear these out. You know what I think is funny?
There's no saving these. These are going right in the trash.
You're like, oh man, these sweatpants are pretty comfortable, and I'm got nothing to hold me back, you know. Yeah, man, this is great. Now I can stroll over to Coconuts and maybe Pier 1 Imports, you know. You know, just throwing back a little bit to that old Ames. I remember they have like the McDonald's there. It's so like my mom would get us McDonald's, and I remember it was just me and her. And we got something there, and then we just parked in the parking lot. And there was this real dingy limousine over there. And I remember, like, the rims, they were those spoked rims, like you'd see on, like, the quote-unquote classy cars. And it was a white, yes. It had a white limo with, like, the boomerang antenna on the back, on the trunk. And Joan Rivers is doing a tour of the Ames stores. And she goes, oh, yep, that's Joan Rivers. It's Joan. That's Joan's limo. To this day,
It was really Joan Rivers? Was that our Ames?
Yeah, still to this day, I still don't know how my mom knew that was Joan Rivers. But it's Joan Rivers.
Why was she touring Ames? She's classier than that, right?
She had either a makeup line or a clothing line. And she was doing some promo thing. And my mom, I remember my mom was like, oh, yeah, you know. Not impressed at all, you know. And I think I was probably like 13 or 14 years old. And I mean, I always figured, like, you know, if you have a temporary store like that Spirit costume store, after that they're going to put in like an indoor go-kart track or like a place to get your dog shaved, or they'll break it up in like four different stores, and it'll be like crap that no one's interested in, you know, and just something like that, or they'll just like knock it down. I don't know.
And it's in like, it's in a great spot, really.
It's
in a very good location, our particular one. It's not in a dirt mall or anything like that, and it's in a very nice location in a very good section of town.
That was a legitimate big desirable. K. That was a legitimate big K. Yeah.
It's in a very desirable location. It's just, who's opening new retail spaces at this point? Not a lot of places. So,
which is a shame.
Yeah. Like you said, you could see it being like an indoor
go-kart like thing.
Indoor miniature golf.
Yeah.
Golf thing or something.
And those never
like
last.
That.
Those never last.
No.
You know what would be sweet is if they put a bowling alley in there. That would be awesome. That'd be a great idea. You know, but I don't know. You can always hope. So I remember my brother and I, we went to remember there was a store, chain of stores over in the Northeast called Zayre's. And it was, yes, you know, along the same lines as Ames and Kmart and stuff. James Way is another one. I'll get to James Way in a second. What's that? What'd you say, Jody? And I just lost Jody. Hang on a second. He has the worst phone connection ever. Sometimes I swear he's calling in from a scientific station in the Antarctic. Let's see if we can get him back. Let's see what we got.
Hello?
Form BX257 to Hot Tamale. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know
about.
What happened there. We lost you. I lost you.
Yeah, you got a bad signal. You got a bad transmitter.
No, sir. I was starting to say there. Are you still recording?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, I was saying that theirs was bought out by. Theirs and James Way were eventually bought out by Ames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like that. Zares was funny because I think it'd become a. It's funny because the Ames, when they were in that place, you could tell they had no respect for that store whatsoever, because there were still like doors that were like in the back, like either going to the restroom or the employee break room. They didn't even bother to take down the Zares placards.
No, that gross burnt orange.
Yeah, it was a '60s orange with a brown. Oh boy, that's rough. That's rough. And it was like the white letters and the asterisk. That was their logo. And remember, they always had two arcade games that they'd rotate out. And they'd have like Super Off-Road, Double Dragon, and I think some piece of crap game where it's that car where you'd have like the handle steering wheel, like the Gullwing steering wheel, and you'd shoot. It was a Road Blaster. And they'd always like rotate out. They'd rotate out stupid games like that. Well, the Double Dragon was great, but I was like, Road Blaster was a disappointment. I was like, I'm not spending a quarter on this.
And, what about Ivan Iron Man Stewart?
Yeah, off-road, yeah. Ivan Iron Man Stewart, yeah. And it was like when Zares owned that place, dude, they had a really cool toy section. And it was only about probably three or four aisles, but for a store that wasn't nearly as big as some of its competitors, really cool toys. They had the mask toys there. And Jason and I bought a couple. We both got Condor. And it was that green motorcycle that turned into a helicopter type thing. And I remember Jason and I were screwing around when it became Ames. We were screwing around. And like there was this guy with like Coke bottle glasses. And he was kind of like... He's kind of like someone who, like, yeah, he's pretty much going to be working, you know, this is his gig, right? And so he's like, maybe in 3 years I'll be assistant manager, and that's when the big bucks start rolling in, right? So we're doing a sword fight with these cheap plastic swords, and some kids had already ripped the cardboard off the handles, right? Because it would just be like a cardboard holder with a, and you'd put it on the peg, right, to hold, just display it. And he goes, hey, you guys can't do that. Give me those. Get out of here. I go, well, these were already liked it. Yeah, sure, whatever. Get out of here. It's like, okay, dude, you know, what's your problem, right? And we were fencing with him. We're going, ha, 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 like that. And it was really funny. And but
30 years later, and you still haven't forgiven him.
He's given us the breeze, man, you know? And, but no, it was really funny because it was like, if I was in that position and I worked there, I would have let kids do that because I think it's funny. I wouldn't care, you know. It's not like it's high end merchandise, you know. And
it's coming out of his paycheck.
It's coming out of his paycheck, yeah. And it was like they had the Marvel Secret Wars toys there, and I went through at least two Dr. Octopus toys because the
arms would dry out and fall off.
They'd fall off, yeah, and it was like Jason got a Kang figure and I got Dr. Octopus. And that's all I remember buying from there. I'm sure Jason has a really good memory. I'm sure he can think of all kinds of stuff that we got from there for toys. And I remember they kept moving around the tape section. like the audio section of the store. It was down by the toys for a while, and then they moved it to the front of the store, like just on the other side.
Near
the
I remember room. That.
Yeah, they kept moving it around, and then they had the stupid doo-doo, doo-doo. Oh, yeah, great. I can get the Addams Family Values soundtrack. This is wonderful. Hey, where's that Chris Cross tape I just bought from here, you know?
From there, I ended up getting I don't think it had made the switch to Ames yet. It's possible. It's around
Ames's.
That ballpark, like 88.
Ames.
But I got I think about three or four, I don't even know how many were in the series, but I think it might have been the whole series. I got all the Willow toys. They were like die-cast. Do you have any of those?
I remember them. I didn't own any myself because I thought they were stupid. But
I didn't like
offense.
The die-cast. No. I agree. They were die-cast. So
I saw them at McCrory's. Yeah.
I liked Willow. And
yeah, so did I.
I found relatives that were willing enough to buy them for me, so I was willing to oblige them on that and let them buy them for me.
Yeah, because there was that troll and looked kind of like Rhea Perlman or like Ronnie James Dio hair, that kind of thing. It was like, remember he stepped in the poop, the troll poop. That's what I remember. But it was like, I remember seeing those toys at like this really, really low end rent store called McCrory's, and it was almost like a local thing we had here. And there was a few stores around, but it was like all the shopping carts had the metal poles welded to them, so you could tell if someone's the next aisle over. I'm thinking, these things are so rusted and decrepit, you don't need a pole, you can hear them, you know.
Well, so people didn't take them outside and they'd have to chase them out.
Oh, is that what that was for? Okay.
Yeah, that pole would hit that, you couldn't take it outside, so they didn't have to send somebody out to chase down all the carts down in the parking lot. That's why they had it.
That's hilarious, but it's also very genius, because they were like one of the only stores to do that. You know, we got a chain of stores here called Bi-Marts, and they do the same thing. So you can't take the carts outside.
And I think we've got like a Dollar General or Family Dollar. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they do that too.
I don't go in those often, but I'm going to say I feel like one of them does the same thing because it kind of cracks me up.
Yeah, because they can't afford to be replacing all those carts. It really hits into the bottom line, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was, I don't know, do you think, Jody, do you think maybe we're just biased and we just enjoyed our childhood? Or do you think that if someone, maybe a kid that's like 12 or 13 years old, went back to that time period or was put in a position where there's a lot of different options for retail stores, do you think that he would have the same appreciation? Or do you think we're biased?
Hard to say. We're probably biased. It's hard to say because it's just, I don't know, you and I and I don't know. I think people of our age, you just have certain memories that make you feel good about, like, going into these stores and buying this stuff. I don't know. It was the age of retail. It was kind of new. The big department store was not something that was terribly old. So the joy of going into one of these places and not knowing, you know, there's a new wave of G.I. Joe figures coming out. I didn't even know there were any new G.I. Joe figures coming out. Or
only to find out it's G.I. Joe Extreme and then you're disappointed, but that's okay. These are starting lineup figures. These things are terrible. Yeah. Well, or it's like you have like, you had all these like competitors that were like smaller versions of like Kmart and stuff, like James Way. It was like, you know, a great place for your aunt to go open up a family size bag of store brand cheese curls and eat them in the cart well before she paid for them. You know, as she's looking for.
Will we ever have an episode where that's not referenced?
Those Robin Hood Prince of Thieves toys. She got us some of those. Oh, that was great, you know. I said, you can't do that. Hell, I can't. I'm going to pay for it. Like, did she put the bag on the belt? It was great.
Well, I'm sure it's a case of looking at things with rose-colored glasses. I'm sure things, you know, in hindsight, everything seems like it was great. But everything does seem like it was great. I mean, there's, I don't know, just to look back in that time period and think how the malls were bustling and retail was bustling. And now, you know, your Targets and your Walmarts and your Amazons have kind of put a halt to all that.
I'm going to go on.
On the other hand,
I'm going to say I'm not biased. I'm going to say I think for what it is, it was far more enjoyable. I'm just going to say that right now, and I'm going to for one good reason. People got out of the house and socialized.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I'm
going to
stand on that.
The mall was a place to go socialize.
Yes.
You now people just
yeah.
text.
Yeah, yeah, they're a bunch of robots. Mindless robots. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to get on a soapbox. But it's like, it's just a cool time because it was like people actually talked to each other, you know? You know, it was like you could go hang out and be social and be a human being and be around other people that had similar interests or, you know, get punched in the face by someone who didn't have similar interests as you. But at least you had a story to tell, you know? But it was like, I miss that kind of stuff. And I don't think it's biased. I think there was a lot more going on. There was a larger variety of things available. And you had different, all these different genres of music that were in the mainstream. And you had all these different branches of sci-fi that were in the mainstream. And different comedy movies and dramas. And just, I think there was much more artistic choices to choose from that was new and current, where you didn't have to dig back a few decades and have to discover things. I just think it was a more creative time. I really do. And I think that there was human incentive in those time periods. I really do. To want to try and compete with other stores and with other lines of business. And that's gone. It's no longer here. And that's why these stores, it's easier just to, tell you what. Just go liquidate. You're going to stand and make a lot of money off of this. We just walk away and we're good, right? Well, guess what? You've just deprived the general public of another option of buying something. That's what it is. And you're down at this point. You're down to Walmart, Target, and Amazon. Those are your three big ones.
Yep. Well, it's essentially the dark side of the internet. As much as we love the internet, love to be able to get exactly what you want, when you want it.
It's the gratification.
It's the, you know, which is nice. I mean, when you were a kid, you had, I think personally, like I collected Superpowers toys as a kid. I never knew there was a Wave 3 until I was an adult.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have had those. And if there was an internet, you would have been able to get those. So that's something you miss out on. But on the other hand, having too much choice like we do now, it hurts a little guy.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I guess I could say, too, that, like, in some cases, the little guy does overprice their stuff, and they're not doing themselves any favors. And I can tell you, I walked into a comic store. This is several years ago. I went into a comic store, and I overheard a customer telling the owner, "Why do you have it for this price? I can go on get it on the internet for a lot cheaper than this." And he goes, "Well, then go on the internet and buy it." And I'm thinking, I'm like, what's the objective here of this? What is the reason for an interaction like this happening? You know what I mean? It just blew my mind. I'm thinking, you know, and I can tell you that a lot of this merchandise that sits on a smaller owner's shop on the shelves, it just sits there. It's just going to sit there. It's like, why even bother purchasing the stuff if you're not going to sell it? And it's like, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's the other unfortunate thing is with, like you said, with a lot of small business owners and even a place like Kmart, we're way too slow to embrace the e-commerce sales. That's the way the world is. We're way too slow to embrace that sort of thing, and by the time that they did, or never did, it was too late. And you have to open up your clientele. You have to adapt. You have to adapt.
Yeah.
Kmart's website was the worst website. I'm sure it's still there. You can go look for yourself. It's a terrible website.
Yeah.
Terrible to navigate, terrible to look at. It is an awful website.
Yeah. Was
that their downfall? No, but it certainly didn't help anything. Their website is terrible.
It was their free internet service called, what was it? Free internet service? The handle's called, what was it called?
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I forgot about that. Yeah, they had.
It was like blue light.
Their own internet.
It was like blue light or something like that. Yeah, and remember we had a coworker at Cracker Barrel would always talk about it. He goes, "Ah, it's all right. It's free. There's a bunch of ads, but if you don't mind ads, it's a great service, you know." And they used to have those bins where you could get the free CD-ROM to put in your computer and load it, you know. And pretty much here's a disc with a bunch of virus-enabled programs to get free internet and put it on your 64 megabyte computer, you know, from Gateway. And it was like, it was really funny because it was called like, it wasn't Netscape, it was something else. But it was like, I think a lot of times these stores like Kmart, it's like, you know, I remember reading on the online forums, like, you remember how they would do exclusive, like, action figures, like G.I. Joe exclusive, or Kmart exclusive G.I. Joes, or Kmart exclusive Captain America Marvel figures, or anything with, like, Hasbro, right?
Sure, Hot Wheels, they had exclusive,
yeah.
Hot Wheels, exclusive WWE figures, yeah.
So, I remember reading on the forums, like, people would order stuff off the Kmart website, and they would send them the wrong item. It was totally wrong. And they would call customer service, and they pretty much, no one there really was, they didn't care. They acted like they didn't care. They're like, okay, fine, whatever. Send it back. We'll give you a refund instead of just fixing the problem, right? And it's just like, I just think it was a total lackadaisical, just the whole structure. And I was at a Kmart in Cleveland, Ohio back in like 2013? And that place was bad. I mean, it was a demilitarized zone. And it was just like... But it didn't look any different than any other Kmart. And it was...
No, they're all terrible.
Yeah. And it was like... It was just... It's just a sad state. And I'm thinking, how does a chain of stores like this even stay? I'm surprised they're even in business in 2013. You know, and it's like... Or 2012, excuse me. And it was like, yeah, it was 2013. Yeah, that was one of my trips to New York. But it was like, you know, yeah, it's sad to see him go, but I don't know. It's really not going to change our lives a whole lot, at least not mine, you know.
I thought it was very telling that the last purchase I ever made at a Kmart, my son wanted these things called, maybe you know what they are. They're called Zoom Zooms. They're these little tiny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My son loves
they're
those
little
things. Yeah.
They have plastic ones and they have stuffed ones. And they're Marvel or Disney or Star Wars. And my son wanted the Disney one. And they were marked down. It was like a 7-pack of the little plastic ones. They were marked down to, I don't know, $5, $5.20, something like that. They take it up to the register, and they ask you, oh, do you have any Shop Your Way rewards points? So, well, I don't know. Do you have your Shop Your Way rewards card? Sure. So I tell them my name or whatever, and they look it up in the system. The purchase ended up being free. They sent a bunch of points in my account a week before they closed. It was like $5 in free points. So my last purchase from Kmart was something free that I walked out of.
Oh,
and
wow.
In my mind, it was kind of like, you know, I appreciate the rewards, I guess, but this is probably why you guys are not in business anymore.
Yeah. Well, Shopko is the same way. That's a chain of stores. And I believe the headquarters is somewhere in the Midwest. Might be like, or the Midwestern states, I should say. And it was like, that place is bad. I mean, it is so picked over. And I don't even know how they're still in business. And that place, I was just in there last weekend. And they still have a lot of stuff. I mean, they have a pharmacy. They've got, you know, they don't have groceries or anything like that. But they got, like, junk food and stuff. Now, here's the funny thing. That place used to have, and Jody, you've even been in it before, I think, when you came over here and visited. Might have been like when I first moved over here, and they used to have the whole, you know, reflector thing with the doo doo, and they had a desk set up with an employee to keep an eye on things, and you have to have the plastic thing taken off the movie so the alarm wouldn't go off. You go in there now, and I could tell you from the last 4 years, There's no one stationed there. There's no security devices or anything. That stuff is all open season in there. And you go in there, and it's all the DVDs and stuff nobody wants. And no one wants DVDs now.
No.
And there's no value put... The TVs, and I mean, they have HD TVs and stuff. They're not that great. You know, it's like... But it's like, oh, yeah, sure, I want this 37-inch Polaroid 780p, you know.
Oof.
Yeah. And it's like, it's just like, well, this makes a nice, you know, something to put in a dirty old garage and to watch, you know, TV on or something. Hook a little cheap Roku up to it and you're good to go. But it's like, they just, there's no thought put into the store. They don't update any of the stores. They updated the outside sign and changed the logo a little bit. But you go in there and it's like you described, you're like, there's no, it's like, why, how can this place still be in business? It's picked over half the time. And the furniture, they sell like office furniture for like home offices. And like, so you get like a cheap wafer board desk, or they have like bunk beds where they're made out of like really cheap pot metal railings. And they want like way too much money for what they are. Right. And it's like, they clearance off like Christmas decorations and stuff. And it's just like, you know, it's like, I like going in there from a nostalgia standpoint, because it's like stepping into a time capsule. But from a modern customer perspective, it's really bad. And it's like, nobody cares. The people that run the corporations don't care. Like, that costs money. I'm not going to do that. What's the point? You know? And that's pretty much probably what happened to Kmart. And
basically like a slumlord situation.
Exactly.
Well, I'm getting my money. We get people in when they come in. We're not going to spend any money renovating these places. And that's the situation that a Kmart ran into. It's a situation that Sears has run into. They're owned by the same company, so what do you expect? But our Kmart, our Sears, they look exactly the same as they did like 15 years ago. And that's a problem.
Sears was always overpriced.
And they're both overpriced, right? But yeah. And at some point, they just look very dated, very old, very run down, and people don't want to go in there. You think of some place like Target that added a grocery section or fresh produce, and here at Kmart, like, what are we going to go in there and for what, the Jaclyn Smith collection? I don't have any reason to be in
there. Maybe I get a bag of Bavarian pretzels on clearance. I don't know.
I want a slightly dented holiday tin of popcorn, variety popcorn.
Some of those Danish cookies.
A 2-liter bottle of Diet 7-Up.
You're going to wash it down. Wash it down with some Diet Right and get a tin of those Danish cookies, you know.
Weren't they called Rootmans?
Something like that. Oh, that's the best. I want the pretzel ones. Those are my favorite. I'll throw out the coconut ones. Yeah.
Very fancy. Oh, they're in a tin. Ooh,
fancy.
Somebody cares about their grandmother.
Yeah, right. It's like you'd see those on like hoarders, and you'll have like, you know, a stack of VHS tapes, and then you'll see one of those like tins probably full of like, you know.
I keep my old butts.
It's a big ass tray.
I keep paper clips and loose change in there.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, it's boy. Yeah, I'll
miss it. I will miss it. And we, you know, very quickly, there's not many of these left either. Our last Radio Shack closed down to a lot less fanfare.
Ours did too. They're worthless. They were terrible.
Yeah. They're unfortunately another business that had really not grown with the times. And, no. You know, somebody, oh, look, do you need a new car charger for $19.99? I'm sorry. I think I can do better than that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I will tell you, the only thing I liked that they had in there was you could get Monster Cable there. And you could actually get, it's like stereo for like car systems and stuff like that. And they had like several different grades of Monster Cable, and it's a really good cable. It's awesome, and that's the only thing I'd buy in there. And it's just all they did was sell phones. They just had cell phones. I mean, it's really all that was the thing. And they did have some electronics and stuff, but people don't do that stuff now. It's a throwaway society. you know, I don't need a soldering gun and breadboard from Rite Aid, or from, not Rite Aid, but Radio Shack. I mean, nobody cares, you know. That whole appeal and culture is gone. And
yep.
So, yeah, it's just the way things are leveling out, I guess. But, yeah, man, while we're clocking in just over an hour, I want to try and keep these episodes manageable for folks. But what I'm going to do is, when I close the show out, I do have a song I'm going to put at the end, and it's something that my friend, one of my listeners, Ben, and I, we've been working on, and I figured I would put that at the end of the episode so you guys can check that out. So if you're still with us, you're still on the show, we really appreciate it. Jody, do you have anything else to add before we wrap this up?
No, when is the new album drop?
Well, hopefully before next year, you know, midsummer.
It's on Spitfire Records.
That's right?
Right.
I bought the label, so I can do whatever I want.
The Razor and Tie Records.
Razor and Tie.
Crown Jewel of Razor and Tie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to re-release the Benny Mardonis spec catalog. Get it remastered.
It's goldmine. You know how much I paid for this?
I got the original masters.
It's goldmine. It's laces to print money.
I bought the tapes, the original master tapes. Here, I'm digitally restored, you know. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Hey, guys, you know, we really appreciate you sticking with us. Jody, I'm so glad to be on the show with you again. And I just, you know, it's great to have you as a co-host, and it's awesome. And this is our anniversary episode, guys. I didn't really make a big deal out of it, but this is episode 20. Perfect timing. So we've been at this a year. We're going to have a lot of stuff coming at you. We're going to be doing some commentary on movies. Holiday season's just around the corner. We're going to go dig up something good, and it's going to be great. So...
If you have any, I'd like to add real quick,
sure.
If you have any episode suggestions, if you have any movie commentary suggestions, like you said, the holiday season is coming up. We did Santa Claus the movie last year. Maybe this year we can something else. I'm trying to think of something equally as terrible that's a holiday movie that we could watch. I say terrible. I know you love Santa Claus the movie. I know there's something I'm trying to
think
of.
For all the wrong reasons,
It's on the top of my... my tongue, and I can't quite think of it. I'm sure there's something out there that we could watch.
What about Santa Claus and Tim Allen? I know you'd love that.
We are not watching that.
Come on, Santa Claus 3 has Martin Short and Tim Allen in it.
Oh my gosh! I'd rather drink Drano straight from the bottle than sit through that shit tripe. But if anybody, if you guys have suggestions or. Hey, even send us some of your retail memories if you can at Twitter. I'm on Twitter at RegalFan on Twitter.
Yeah, no, I'm at Vandura81 on Twitter. Our podcast handle on Twitter is at KitCar83. We have a Facebook page. Check it out. We do tend to update Twitter a little bit more. It's a little more active than Facebook, but please check out both channels. We're on iTunes. Subscribe to us. We're on Audio Boom. I would imagine we're still on Stitcher at this point. Yeah, it's great. We're going to try and keep some regular episodes so we can get the feeds back up. But yeah, guys, thanks a lot, and we'll catch you next time.